This is tape number 9440. Tape number 9440.
Gracious and almighty Father, we thank you for everything. Thank you for watching over us last night, waking us this morning. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for food and shelter. Thank you for a mind to come to the house of prayer. Don't let our coming be in vain. But the most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who died for our sin and rose the third day with all power in his hand. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for every soul is prevalent and every soul out in the radio land that is listening. Let every soul receive a blessing. I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory and the honor and all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. While thou art passing, Lord, don't pass me by. The old folks used to sing that song. While you on your way to Tennessee, coming from Florida, stop by here. That's what they were talking about. While you're next door seeing about Mary, stop at my house. While you are passing, don't pass me by. Turn your Bibles to Genesis. The third chapter of Genesis. The third chapter of Genesis. And we will look at verse 6. Genesis. The sixth chapter, the third chapter and the sixth verse. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both was opened, and they knew that they was naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. These verses. I heard the voice walking in the garden. I ain't never heard a voice can walk. Nobody boy can walk but the Lord.
That's right.
But he heard. And he what? Hid himself. After hearing the voice, listen now, let this stick in you now. After I heard the voice, I hid myself. After I heard the voice, I hid myself. We're going to use a thought for a few moments today. Hide from a seeking God. Hide from a seeking God. Hide from a searching God. I done wrong. Now I'm finna go hide. Ain't that just like us? I done messed up. Now I'm finna go high. High. That's just like us. When I do wrong, I'm going high. High. Oh, my. High from a searching God. Ain't that something? High. I'll buy some more of these. Don't worry about it. Hide from a seeking God. Hide from a God that's looking for you. God that's looking for you. Did you not know after man sinned in the garden? Didn't nobody want him but God? Think about it now. After messing up, after I done went wrong against God, don't nobody want me but God. And I stop to let you know, if anybody loves you, it's God love you. First of all, before I go any further, God ain't looking for you to kill you. He can stomp you when he feels like it. You've got to remember that voice. He's not looking for you for to shoot you. God Almighty. And Adam and Eve, they went hid themselves in the bushes. And don't realize that God can get a bush to slap inside the head and die. He's looking for you to help you. And if anybody wants to help you, it's God. That's the reason he's looking for you. That's the reason he's calling you. I'm happy already. You can get happy if you want. I'm glad he's calling folks. Ain't y'all glad of that? Because he called me one day, didn't he? He called you one day, didn't he? And I stopped to let somebody know today God calling you. I was listening to that brother Bowie. He was messing with the message that God gave me. Yeah. And what God was saying here, you on target, boy. Yeah. God is looking for somebody. Yeah. God is searching for somebody in the radio land and plus right now.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hide. Lord help. Listen. Hide from a seeking God.
Yeah.
A God that always looking, trying to find some messed up life. That's what he's seeking for. He wants to straighten out tore up lives. Lives that's been wrecked by sin. He's looking to bring it and put it back together again. Boy, you're talking about a loving God. But the devil done messed us up. Time we sin, we take off. And get to high, you know. Never done that. running from God. How we mess up. And God just keep on calling. Adam! Adam! Bob! Jimmy! Mary! Susan! He's looking for you. The voice. Notice what Adam said. I heard. Lord help me. Well, help right. When I looked at that, I know you like deal with them kind of things. When I looked at that, I got happy. He heard the boy walking. Well, I bet the whole earth was shaking. The bush that he was hiding around was shaking. He was shaking. I'm scared to death. A walking boy. And God right now is walking in this building. God right now is walking in the radio land. He's calling you right now. God Almighty. A God that loves folks. If he didn't love you, he won't call you. If he didn't love you, he'll let you die behind the bush. He ain't calling you to cut your throat. But he's calling you to help you. Because you can't help yourself. See, the first thing we do, we run when we do wrong and kind of cover up our own sin. But you can't cover up your own sin. I want to wash you clean where I can use you. So Adam and Eve called themselves making apron from the trees of the garden. Get an apron and sew them together. Had sense enough to sew them together. And when they had sense enough, they knew they was naked. And they had sense enough that God gave them sense. That's what the devil told us. You'll be wise, woman. If you just eat off this tree. But when they done that, they disobeyed God. And any time you disobey God, and he told you not to do it, don't ever run. Y'all get what I'm trying to tell you now? What you running for? Huh? What you running for? Run from me. You can outrun me. But what you running from God for? Don't never run from God. Always run to God. Heart of mine. When they made those aprons, they called themselves covering up their sin. But it wasn't sufficient. Can't nobody cover sin but the law. Can't nobody get rid of sin but God. That's why you got to go to God. God had to take the apron off and do something else. God killed a little innocent lamb and got the skin from the lamb and put some cover on him. You can't do it by yourself. You'll be hiding all your life. Come on out of the bushes. God calling you today. I just got happy when I heard Babuy come up and said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking for you. But you the one got to let him in. And God is saying to somebody today, "Where are you? Where are you? What you hiding behind today? Somebody looking right at me. Hide behind something." Then God asked me to tell you, told me to tell you, what you hiding behind? Lord have mercy. I tell you what, you even go to sleep today, buddy. What you hiding behind? What you ducking? Who you ducking from? Why you going? Lord have mercy. What you hiding for? Where are you going? What in your way that you can't tell God, I'm sorry? God is calling you by your name, Adam. Who in here named Jimmy? Mary. Lord have mercy. Lord, he got all these funny little names. I can't call all of them now, buddy. But I guarantee you, if you hide, he's calling you. Yeah. And you know you hide. And let the Lord know that you heard his voice. And I want you to know that God came for you today. And guess what? While thou art passing, Lord, don't pass me by. I want you to know he stopped by here today for you. And he's calling you through the preaching of his word. Through the gospel of his word. He's calling you, buddy. Lord have mercy. He's calling you through the preaching of this word. Now, first of all, look what Jesus come here for. Look at me. He said, Jesus said, the Son of Man came to seek. Listen now, in the New Testament, he come what? And what? To save that which was lost. I'm come seeking lost souls. This is what I come here for. Adam was hiding. God went in the garden seeking because he was what? Lost. And in the New Testament, he sent his son doing the same thing. Seeking. Seeking. Looking for. Searching. For souls that lost. Souls that feel like their life tore up. Souls that feel like there's no more hope. But I stop to let you know, after you fail, failure after failure, you can start again. I ain't joking with you. You can start all over. Don't you roll over and die and let the devil fool you that there ain't no hope. God calling you. He said, come, I can fix you back up again. You can't beat that nowhere. Your life tore up. You can't get it together. But if God said, if you just answer the call, I'll give your life back again. Lord have mercy. So now Jesus, he come here seeking the lost. Because people are lost. And I heard somebody saying in my mind, brother preacher, I don't want nothing to do with God. Well, what you doing at church today then? If you don't want nothing to do with God, what you doing here? We come in to praise a holy and a righteous God. We come in to lift up the name of Jesus. We didn't come in to shoot no pool. We didn't come in to play no game. We come in to lift up the name of Jesus. If you hear this, what you here for? Michael Jackson don't sing in here. Bobby Boobler ain't don't come up here. B.B. King don't play his guitar here. Ray Charles don't sing his stuff here. We lift up the name of Jesus here. If you don't want nothing to do with him, and if you just tired of him, don't want nothing to do with him, if you tired of listening at his call, and you don't want to do, you know what? Just give his breath back to him. Huh? They have you breathe, just hand it back to him then. And see, don't you get rid of him, you get rid of him right then. God of mine. We love the Lord in here, don't we, y'all? Don't you love the Lord? But I want you to let you know today that you're not here by accident. I ain't joking with you. You here because it was the Holy Ghost. Done something to you to lead you here. You didn't want to come, but something just kept on leading you. And you told your boy, I'll go by the church to do it. But it was God sending you here. God got to listen at the radio. He calling you. He trying to help you. God don't save folks by accident.
You're right, brother.
Ain't that right?
That's right?
From the foundation of the world, your name is already there.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Right.
You're not here by accident.
Amen.
God don't make accidents.
Right.
Ain't nowhere in the Bible where Jesus done something to say, I'm sorry.
No, he
ain't done nothing. Nobody say, I beg your pardon.
Right.
You can't find it nowhere.
Yeah.
God doesn't make mistakes.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So you're not here by accident. Hiding from a seeking God.
Yeah.
Adam, where art thou?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve,
called themselves hiding and running from God. The one who really loved them. But first of all, let me ask this question. Who are you hiding from? I'm trying to get you to think now. Who are you really hiding from? That's a good question, ain't it? Let's soak in a minute now. Soak in. Think now, think. Get your mind off where you're going to see. Now, think. Think. Who I'm really hiding from? Think. All right? That's enough. Okay, now, watch. Let's find out. See, can we really hide from the Lord? Get your Bibles. Lord have mercy. Get your Bibles. Turn your Bibles to 139th numbers of the song. Let's see, can we really hide from the Lord? And this is a sad question right here. Now, this don't say, if you believe the word of God, this will settle the matter right now who I'm hiding from. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. 139th numbers of the song, beginning at the first verse. Let's find out, see, can you hide from the Lord? Lord, have mercy. Watch what he said. Everybody got it? Look what he said. Now, David's doing the talking here. And David said, oh, Lord. Thou hast searched me. And what? Know me. In other words, look at the past. Now I want you to see. Look at the past. Past. I already know you before you got here. I know you before you came out your mama womb. I done searched you out before you got here. And I what? Know you. Lord have mercy. And then in the second verse, he said, thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thoughts of what? Fall. Lord have mercy. In other words, before I get the thought in my mind, God already knows what it is. Boy. I know what you're going to think about next week if I keep you here, but you don't. Amen. I know your thoughts are false. Yeah. Man, I already know what you're going to think about before you think yourself. That's right. Lord, have mercy. Watch the third verse. The third verse says, thou compassest my path and my line down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Boy. What God is saying here, you know my, what God, the man said, God know my movement. And when I'm asleep, he know me. When I'm awake, he know me. Everywhere I go, he know me. He know my ways. If I'm mean, he know me. If I'm good, he know me. If I'm crooked, he know me. He know everything about me. If I'm a cheat, he know me. If I shake somebody's hand and I hate him and I tell him I'm loving, he know it. Lord have mercy. I'm acquainted with all of your ways. If you're a crook, I know it. I'm acquainted with him, buddy. Lord have mercy. You see, God ain't made nothing that he can't control. He know him, buddy. Lord have mercy. He know when you're fooling folks. I'm acquainted with all of your ways. I know when you sit down. I know when you get up. I know where you're going before you get there. Lord have mercy. Boy. I'm happy, boy. Watch the fourth verse. He ain't through yet, Daddy Lord. You see, now what he say here? He said, for there is, Lord have mercy, there is no word in my mouth, but lo, O Lord, thou know it all together. In other words, God hear every word we speak. He know every word too. Before it come out, he know what you're going to say. God Almighty. I know every word. Well, I'll tell you what. I ain't going to say this on the church ground, but I don't care why you say it there. don't care where you say that. He already knows it before you come out your mouth. We got more respect for a church house than we have for God. And that's what's wrong with man. This is what man wants to do. He wants to leave God in the church house, and when he leaves, I'll pick you up next Sunday. It don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Heart of mine. Who you hiding from? We got to find out who these folks hiding from right here. All of them, the Lord, them of y'all. But I don't come to the conclusion. Lord have mercy. And not on that. Now, since the law, what this man saying? Since the law. But wait, let me read you the sixth verse. I missed the sixth verse. The sixth verse said, no, I got to see the fifth verse. The fifth verse said, thou beset me behind and before, and lay thine hands upon me. In other words, thou hast me completely in thy power. I can't do nothing without God. Completely, I'm in your power. You can crush me if you want to. You can kill me if you want to. Because everything is in your hand. But you had mercy on me. Completely in the hands of the Lord. And then that sixth verse, watch the sixth verse. Says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. In other words, this kind of knowledge is beyond my reach. This kind of knowledge is beyond my reach. Omniscient. Knowing all things. That's beyond my reach. I can't comprehend that. You know everything about me. That's omniscient power. Omnipresent power. I'm not everywhere at the same time. I can't understand that. This knowledge is too wonderful for me. I can't reach it. God Almighty. Ain't but one somebody got characteristics like these, and that's God. Omnipotent. All power. Nobody carries these characteristics but God himself. The devil ain't got no power like this. The devil not omniscient. The devil not omnipresent. The devil not self-existent. God only one got power like this. And David here saying it's too wonderful for me. I can't even reach it. We can't understand how God know everything. Even my thoughts before it come out. That's too wonderful for me. I can't reach that kind of knowledge. He knows next week what's going to happen to me, but I don't know. For we came out of a mother wound. He already determined how long we're going to live. Know who we got here. Determine our birthday. Determine our year. Determine our day. And still determine our salvation. Already know who's going to hell. Already know who's going to heaven. Too wonderful for me. Boy, 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 boy. Y'all better wake up then. I see you getting a little nod on me. Hey, you know what? And then after someone got through talking to from 1 down to 6, you know what he come to the conclusion saying? Oh, hell my. He gave up right there. He gave up on the 7th verse. He gave up. He did come to the conclusion and said, well, shall I go from thy presence? Or wherever shall I flee while you're from that spirit? And wherever shall I flee from that brother? Where can I go? Since you know all of this about me, where shall I go? I can't dodge your spirit. I can't dodge your presence. Where shall I go? Boy, and look what the 8th verse said. If I ascend up unto heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed up in hell, thou art there. In other words, if I go to hell and rest, that means stay there forever. Where shall I go? You're everywhere. Lord, have mercy. Who you hiding from? Look at me. Okay. All right. Then next verse says, if I take the wings of the morning, dwell into the uttermost part of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. In other words, what he's saying, if I speed across the universe. If I go from north to west, west to south, if I go all over the universe in a speed, I still will find you there. God Almighty. If I get some wings and fly speedily like a jet across the universe, if I go to the moon, I'll find you there. Where are you going now?
I'm going to get in a spaceship. I'm going out of space. Space is.
You're right, brother.
Lord, have mercy. We're trying to get this thing straightened out, Emmy, y'all. We got to find out where you hide. And who you're hiding from. But watch that next verse. That 11th verse said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Y'all hear that? God don't need no Alabama Power. He don't need Bethlehem Utilities. Ain't that right, y'all? The night is just like the day to him. He ain't got to stretch no match. He don't need no flashlight. God Almighty. He the generator. The night looks just like the day. So where are you going? I want you to understand. Listen to me good. Where are you going? Where can you hide from God? You know what? Next year, this time that we live, he already knows where all of us going to be right now. I already know it. He ain't scratching his head hollering, wonder where Gene at. I know where Gene at. Not only Gene, I know where the muskie at. I believe all of them got names. Let me say that now. Look what he said. He said, I know every star. Didn't he say that? He said, every star that you see got a name up there. I know every grain of sand on the sea. I don't number every one of them. Them fleas jumping off dogs on us. I believe they got names. I keep up with everything. Can't nothing move except I let it move. Where are you going? Where are you going? Huh? The sand. Look, you can't. It's impossible to count grains of sand on the sea. Impossible. Look what he said. Your hairs in your head are what? Number. It's impossible to count all them hairs on your head. I know them by number. I know number 60. I know number 5. I know number 565 million. I know every one of them. By number. And when I tell number 60 come out, it's coming out. When I tell all the millions come out, you just get bald headed, isn't that right? That's all! I know them by number! They are number! If I can keep up with the hairs on your head, you know I can keep up with you! And here you ducking all around trying to hide from a seeking God. Who already know before you get there? Where are you going? Huh? Where are you going? If you hide behind the piano, it's my piano. And when you get there, the floor you're standing on is mine. I can move both of them out of the way. Computer. Computer ain't getting on nothing with God. See, man think he got something. And when the computer get out of fix, everything shut down. Can't even get your own money out of the bank if the computer broke down. God got a computer don't break down.
You're right, sir.
He ain't got to hit no button for this to happen. I already know what's going to happen before it got here. In other words, God know all this work from the beginning to the end. In other words, I started right here, and then I know everything going to happen to the end of it. You know what? God ain't got to go keep up with you. He'll follow you everywhere you go. He'll still keep up with you. Wherever he is, he just know where you at. Covered already on his plane. And you just ducking and hiding. The Lord said, Lord, poor thing. Poor thing. Just jumping, think he hiding from me. And I'm looking right at him. I'm looking right at this guy. And he just running.
jumping, moving about. Get drunk, you know, get drunk on the weekend and
yeah.
come to Sunday like you so holy.
Yeah.
Don't done everything. You know, and come to church, you know, like you so holy.
Yeah.
I know what you done doing.
Yeah.
You let the pastor come around and have prayer for your sin. I'm all right. You know you ain't all right.
Yeah.
You ought to be glad to come have some prayer.
Yeah.
God already know these things. We can't hide from God. Hide from a seeking God. God trying to help us. God loves you. He can't help you until you answer the call. And it ain't too late. Let me go and fit through him. And then what we stopped off at? Number 11. Number 11 said, and if I surely, look at it, if I surely, what you talking about, what he's saying, the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. The 12th verse says, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. Ain't that some boy? And the darkness and the light are both what? Alike. Lord have mercy. Boy, I get happy thinking about it.
Amen.
If you've been born again, you ought to get Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
First of all, ain't you glad God know where you go?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad God keep up with you?
Yeah.
I'm glad to come. I got protection.
Yeah.
And wherever I go, if I do fall,
yes.
I can get on my knees wherever I am.
Yes.
And say, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
I don't care where I am. God is there to forgive you.
Yes.
I'm glad. I don't want no God staying in one place.
Yes.
And I can move about.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Because right.
I may not never get back and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
But wherever I go, I can tell him to forgive me. And not ever only that, I may get caught in a trap. I'm about to send somebody to get him. They may not never make it. They get on the airplane may not make it. They get in their car may wreck on them. But you can call him yourself. Because he's right there all the time. Lord, have mercy. And that 13th verse said, for thou had possessed my reign.
Yes.
Thou had covered me within my mother, what? Lord have mercy.
Right.
In other words, thou had made me and laid the foundation for my reign.
Yes.
Of my being. In other words, before I came out my mother womb, God knew me.
Right.
Ain't that something simple? Before I came out my mother womb, God knew me. Before I came out. God told Jeremiah, he said, boy, you know what? I formed you in your mother belly before you got here. Before your mother got here, I already formed you in the womb. And not only that, I called you and sanctified you before you came out.
You're right.
That's when you can't look at a child and say, what are you going to be?
Come on now.
You can't look at that. You ain't going to be nothing. He may be your doctor.
Amen.
He may be your preacher.
Yeah.
Can't look at nobody. See, potential belongs to God.
Yeah.
And I can bring out whatever I want out of you. And a lot of times, see, now before I came out of my mother womb, let me tell you what God done. I better go and demonstrate just a little bit. Now, see, that means you don't know what's in you.
That's right.
You think because you done one, two things, that's all of them. Uh-huh. You don't know what God put in you before you came out your mother womb. I already put everything I wanted in you before you came out there.
All right.
I put a teacher in you.
Yeah.
You ain't know you're going to be no teacher until I put in you.
Yeah.
A doctor.
Yeah.
A preacher.
Yeah.
A musician.
Yeah.
A trustee.
Yeah.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
All that was in you when you come out here, your mama know you're going to be no lawyer.
That's right.
I bring out of you the things that you don't know in you.
Yeah.
And that means you can't look at nobody and say, there ain't nothing in you. You didn't put nothing in me.
That's right.
God got it already in me.
Yeah.
And when he get ready, he brings it out of me.
Yeah.
Potential belongs to God.
Yes,
so Larry knows she's going to be no musician.
Uh-huh.
But God put it in her before she got here.
That's right.
So she came out of mama womb, knew this was all in her. And when God got ready, he brought it out of her. This man didn't know he was going to be no preacher until God brought it out of him. When he get ready, he pull it out like he wants. It's time for Walker to preach. He pull a preaching out on me. Right now, you don't know what God got for you. You don't roll over about to die. That ring is all over. No, don't turn yourself aloof for God. He got something else in you, but you got to let him bring it out of you. And you about to roll over and die. God have mercy. Well, let me go and get through here. Hey, you know what? That 14 verse, just them four words, there's enough. Since I find out I can't hide from him, since I find out I can't duck, since I find out he got all power, he can do anything but fail, I ain't going to do but one thing, that bow down and start praising. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to praise his name. If anybody knew all of this, he wanted to be praised.
Yes, he is.
If anybody can do all this, we ought to praise his name. If he wonder, if he wonder, if he wonder, let's praise his name. He wonder to be praised. Somebody got all this kind of stuff. Ain't nobody else got this. Don't nobody else know you're gone. Don't nobody else wake you up. Don't nobody else give you gifts. Nobody but God. That's really ought to be worthy.
Amen.
And folks got to beg somebody to praise God. God ain't leaning on your praise. When you know who he is, you ought to praise him. And I can understand when you don't know. You're the one said you've been born again. You're the one said you've been washed in the blood. And everything have a price. Oh, to praise the Lord. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Y'all know what? We're finna close them, man. Y'all know what? I ain't made my call yet, you know. I told the folks they can't hide. So I'm gonna get back to that a while. Now, let me tell you this. The moon. Look at the moon. The moon is a witness. Every time you see the moon, that's a witness for God. But it's a silent witness. Every time you see the sun shine, it's a witness, because it shines every day. That's a silent witness. When you see the stars, that's a witness for God, but they're silent. When you see the trees, that's a witness for God, but they're silent. But we got them out. We ought not to be alive. We ought to be alive witness. We serve a living God. For me. I'm going to praise his name. Oh, have mercy. When Jesus got on that donkey, coming into Jerusalem, sitting on the donkey, oh, have mercy. The one that really loved him said, Hosanna. 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 They know who he was. There was another crowd there. They said, Jesus, make them push. They're too loud. Jesus said, if they don't say nothing, the rocks, the rocks, the rocks, will immediately fall. Ain't gonna let no rock fall for me. He was it. He was it. He was it. Somebody like this is worthy. Sometimes we come and sit down and like we in a show. In a sense, saying they didn't do nothing today. You can do it if you want. I know what I come from. I come to lift up the name of Jesus. If you think of putting on a show, let me put it on. Ain't that right? I know what the Lord has done for me. You can call a show if you want. You better hear what this preacher got to say. You got to meet it one day. Now you'll see. You can't hide from God. So the person is hiding from God. He's not really hiding from God. You hide from yourself. I mean, you hide from, you see now you can't hide from it. Now you hide from your own self. God of mine. And people hide behind all kind of excuses. Ain't that right, y'all? I'm too bad. Oh, you hiding behind too bad. I'm too dumb. You hiding behind on learning. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Paul said, I was messed up. Paul said, I persecute the church. Paul said, I give wisdom. I'm ignorant, but I am a chief of sinners. God saved Paul. You can't get too bad for God to save you. I don't care what you done done. Sometimes folks hide behind just bosses. Sometimes folks say, I ain't going to praise them. I got messed up. Don't live your life. Don't roll over and die. Don't.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
Hold your mercy. If you don't got your boss and got married again, you got to go. But you got to get down on your knees. Lord, I'm coming back home. Sometimes folks hide behind drugs. Oh, go get ready, drugs. And just answer the call. God is looking for you. Hide behind excuses. Jesus sent his servant out one day. And he told him, go out. I want y'all to go tell my servants. Go tell my folks out yonder that the supper is ready. The great supper. And you'll find it in Luke 14. The great supper. I done prepared for whosoever will, let him come. If he learn, let him come. If he unlearn, let him come. If he bad, let him come. If he good, let him come. If he rich, let him come. If he poor, let him come. If he well, let him come. If he sick, let him come. You know what? Guess what? He sent this servant out. And he went down and saw a man. He said, Jesus said, come on. The supper is ready. Yeah. You know what he said? He said, I done bought some land. And I'm got to go and look at it. He said, now would you excuse me? And then he went to another one. He said, Jesus said, come on. The supper is ready and he's waiting on you. You know what he said? I done bought me 5 yokes of oxen. And I have my proof of them. I'm got to go check them out. He was lying. Because you don't buy no oxen and look at them. You don't buy no land and don't look at it, but hide behind excuses. And then after a while, he went to another one. He told him, Jesus said, come on, the great supper is ready. You know what he said? I just got me a wife. And I'm got to go on my honeymoon. He ought to brought himself to church and brought his wife with him. But he hide behind excuses. Excuses, 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 excuses. Don't run out after a while. They're going to run out after a while. And where are you going then? They're going to run out after a while. God is calling you right now. God is using my little boy through the gospel of the word. He's calling you to come right now. You cannot hide from God. If you want to find out, you go to Jonah and find out. Don't ask Jonah. Go to Jonah and find out, can you hide? He called himself getting out the presence of God. Call himself hiding in a ship. Yeah. Didn't know that God owned the water and plus the ship. Yeah. And got fishing down in that ship. He owned them too. Yeah. So you go ask Jonah. When Jonah kept on running, I'm got to get out of his presence. And he got on the ship and went to sleep. God got the water and rocking the ship. And when God got the rock in the ship, the folk got scared. And somebody said, let's throw everything off here. But Jonah come up there, he knew the problem. He said, I tell y'all, keep your stress on the ship. It's me there. God wants me. I tell y'all what y'all do. I'm not getting after Jonah. He told you that. He said, y'all just throw me overboard. And the folks, no, we can't do that. No, now if you want your ship to sail right, you better get me out of here. Call yourself running from God. You know what? They throw them over. And when they throw them over, I ring Jonah and said, Lord, I'm coming home. You know what? But God had a fish ready for him. God owned everything. And when he threw them off, he went in the fish mouth. And the fish swallowed him up. And God kept him in there. Just think about a man in a fish. Have you ever caught a fish on? All them guts and things in there. Boy, I reckon Jonah went to hell. He went to hell. He was not in that fish just praying. Oh, Lord. If you just let me get out of here, I guarantee you, I'm going to preach your word. And after a while, God threw him out. And but it was a 3 days journey. But when God spit him out, you know what? He got that one day. Don't you let the Lord get behind you. If the Lord gets behind you, he doesn't know how to track you down. Won't he do it? You can't run from God. Where can you go? You can't hide from him. Where are you going? So can't you see Jesus using my mouth? I'm just a mouthpiece. And look what he's saying to somebody right now. Right here present. And somebody out in the radio land. He said, come. Brother Boyer, he brought that so beautiful. That's the imitation. He used in Boyer's mouth. Now he used in my mouth. Come. It's God talking. It's the same voice in the garden that he spoke. What happened? I'm just a vessel for him. I'm just an instrument. It's not me, but his voice. I'm just a voice in the wilderness telling you to come. And just find out, whosoever will come, and you hear my voice. But it's not my voice, but it's God's voice. And look what he said. He said, I like the way Isaiah fixed it. Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah, oh, everyone that thirsteth, come. Ye to the water and drink. Drink with no money. You ain't got to have no money. He said, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And look what he said. He said, now come now and let us reason together. Let us talk over the thing. I'm getting little enough while you can talk to me. Come and let us what? Reason together. So your sin be as scholar, I'll make a white as snow. They may be red as crimson, I will make a white as wool. But you got to come to me. You got to come. Hide from a seeking God. What I love about the Lord, he loved you. If anybody loved you today, God loved you. Hiding from or seeking God. I've got to give it to Adam. He hid himself. Called himself. But you know what? He did answer. He got saved because he what? Answered. Now God calling you today. It's up to you to answer. He ain't going to make you answer. Everybody stand, please. Amen. Everybody stand. God is talking to you. He's been talking to you for about 45 minutes now. God knows he has. You see now you can't hide from him. He waiting on you. He calling you through my voice. Brother Bowie, voice. That's the imitation now. That's what he used now. He used us. That's what he said, you can't hear without the preacher. If anybody loves you, you can ask any saint in it who's really been born again. If anybody loves you, it's Jesus. Now, we don't want y'all to keep walking out of there. That you're coming down here. You got to stand still. See the work of God. You got to stand still to see the work of God. I told you a good while ago, if you're walking out, when I just buy clothes, don't go out then. I want you to stand still. Hallelujah. God wants to save the lost. He come here to save the lost. He's seeking you. He's calling you. It's up to you to answer. He don't make nobody answer. But he know where you are. He know your life is wrecked. But he can put it back together. You done tried everything. Won't you try him now? He ain't going to hurt you. He love you. If anybody love you, God love you. And he ready to save you. And if any man believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Now we're going to open the doors of the church. And we're going to ask you not to be ashamed to come down and give your life to Christ. To be your personal Savior. Since he know where I am, he loved me. He wants to help me. You ought to think about that. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be another one? Will there be another? Bless your heart, brother. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? He loved you. God knows he loved you. Will there be another one? He loved you. If anybody loved you, it's Jesus. He don't want to kill you. He already know where you are. He can kill you anytime he wants to kill you. Because you can't hide from him. I can't hide from him. He already know where you are. All he want to do to help you. You ought to try. Don't give up. Don't say it's too late. The devil told you it's too late. It's not too late. As long as you have the voice of God, it's not too late. The devil telling you that. The devil said, you might well forget it. You've been in drugs so long, ain't no way out. Yes, there's a way out. Jesus is the way out. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how bad you are. Jesus is able to do something for you right now. He wants to do something for you. That's what he's calling you. What you think he's calling you for? Look what he said. I come to seek and to save the lost. I come to seek the lost. I come to seek messed up folks. I know where you are. I'm just calling you, and it's up to you to answer. Will there be any more? Will there be any more? Will there be any more? You ought to come. Come to Jesus. Will there be any more? Make up your mind. Will there be any more? He's waiting on you. He'll make your life. Yes, sir. Come unto Jesus. Will there be any more? Hallelujah. You have. Oh yeah, time to run out of the wire. Come unto Jesus. Listen at that cry. Jesus calling you. While you have time. Yes, sir. Come on. Come on unto Jesus. Don't let it be too late. You got to make up your mind. Hey. Ah, he will. Yeah. Listen there. Listen there. Hey. He's doing it. What are you doing, y'all? Jesus. Come on. What are you doing, y'all? Hey!